Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Yes, they are, Ghost, and I'm Vince in the Bay, your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours, and it's kind of sad to hear that voice of Ghost. We lost Ghost tonight. Ghost, less than an hour ago, rage quit from the internet. That's right. Ghost, a.k.a. Ghost Politics on Twitter, the legend of Blog Talk Radio, is no longer with us. We lost him. He cited the reason for his leaving the internet as being basically he wanted to commit himself to real life full time. He's retired from the internet, and it's very sad, very very sad. And I wasn't planning to eulogize Ghost tonight. That's the last thing I wanted to do. I wasn't even planning on doing a fucking goddamn radio show, Blog Talk radio show. I just haven't been in the mood to do so in a long time. In fact, I think my last show was in November. But Crappy Airbags hits me up on Twitter today, seeming all desperate to do a show, hyped to do a show. And so I gave in. I said, fine. You know, people have been asking me on Twitter over the past few months, you know, where's your show? What's going on? What's up with the show? And I've kind of resisted. And today I gave in to Crappy Airbags. And I specifically told him, I said, dude, if I book this show, you have to be my co-host. And You can't flake on me. And what does he do? He fucking flakes on me. Fuck that guy. Let's give a shout out to the people in the chat room. Going way back. Oh, prison reform movement in the house. Hello, prison reform movement. FRD in the building. What's up, FRD? Good to see you in the house. FRD, a longtime friend of the show. FRD, last I heard you, you were co-hosting with the final boss of the internet. And I haven't seen if you guys done any shows lately, but I was kind of into that. It was kind of an unlikely pairing. I honestly, I never would have guessed FRD and Bill Wagoner teaming up to dominate the Blog Talk Radio airwaves, but I was digging it, man. I hope you guys start doing those shows again, because I was highly entertained. By the way, FRD, you are a savvy broadcaster. Can you give me a heads up? Do I sound okay? Is everything cool audio-wise? I did a test run earlier today, and it was just kind of so-so, the quality. So okay, I sound okay. I sound good. Great, thanks. Super duper. And Wendigo in the chat room. Good to have Wendigo back. It's good times being back here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, a little too much mid range. I don't have that sort of tweaking capabilities at the moment. So you're just going to have to live with what we got here, FRD. So a little bit too much. I'd rather have too much in mid range than not enough. You know, like too much low end, because my voice is bassy enough, and there's been times when I've called in on Skype and it makes my voice sound even more muffled and bassy, and it just sounds like mush. But whatever, it is what it is, and I'm kind of stoked to be back. This is cool. I didn't really miss Blog Talk Radio, but now that I'm here, I kind of miss it. I kind of think I did miss it a little bit. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna talk about. It's Free Ball Friday the 13th. I'm saddened again by the moving on of Ghost from the internet. He rage quit tonight. He shut down his Twitter account. He's not doing his show anymore. He says he's going to just totally shut down his BTR show as well. So that kind of sucks. I mean, he hasn't done his BTR show in a while, but he's going to like delete it entirely, like no archives or anything. But yeah, FRD, I would love for you to call in later. I was expecting to have a co-host, and if you wouldn't mind joining me and helping me out a little bit here, that'd be great. If people want to call in, the call-in number, 347-826-7667. And what you do is you dial that number, and then you press the number 1 to raise your hand. And that will alert me that you want to come on the air and chit-chat. We can talk about whatever. This is just open lines, hangout-type show. And, we'll just take it wherever it goes. I'm really pissed off at Crappy Airbags, because he got me all juiced up to do this, and And here I am. But it's okay. We'll make the most of it. It's fucking Free Ball Friday. I have no underpants on. I hope you don't either. Because, and it's not just because it's Free Ball Friday. It's because it's been fucking hot here. And it's like, it's been pretty hot in the Bay Area as of late. Although it wasn't so bad today. But, yeah, there you go. It's Free Ball Friday. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'll be right back.
All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus. In America too, she's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free balling. That's right, not wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free balling. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 86 in finale in Bancosti.
Finish him!
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
That's right, folks. Vince in the Bay back here with you. Back live on BTR after an extended hiatus. And the lines are open. Don't be shy. Give me a call. It's been a while. Let's catch up on things. Spread the word on Twitter or Facebook or whatever. There's the little Twitter button down there. Just tweet it out. Let people know that VITB is back in the building. And fuck crappy airbags. While you're at it, tweet crappy airbags and tell him he is a cocksucker or whatever. Make something up. Just bash that asshole because he kind of left me high and dry here. But that's cool. It's all good because later on we're going to play a little game I think we're going to play a game. I'm going to call it Reasons Why Crappy Airbags Flaked on Me. So there'll be like a top 10 list of reasons why crappy airbags flaked out on me tonight as my co-host. And, I don't know what to tell you. Also, I'm gonna eulogize Ghost. Fucking miss that dude already. And Ghost and I, we had a great rapport. I used to call into his show all the time. We had a great time together. He called into my show once even, and we had fun on air. Many good times on air with Ghost. I think he and I had a mutual respect for one another. And as broadcasters and as erudite minds. And I have proof of it. Here's a clip of Ghost showing his affection for me.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
See, you can just feel the love right there. He loved me. He really did. And I loved him. We all loved Ghost. And it's a shame he's rage quit the interwebs. I'm taking calls. I'm eulogizing Ghost. I'll play requests. If you I'll play music. I've uploaded some tunes, and I can easily upload tunes at any time if you have a request. I can get something on for you, and I have no problem playing DJ. There you have it. Let's see who we got in the chat room. FRD, Prison Reform Movement, and Wendigo. Also plenty of guest listeners in there. Guest listeners, if you're new to the Blog Talk Radio platform, it's real easy to sign up and get into the chat room so you can chit-chat with us. It's like any other, social networking type of dealio. You just create an account, a username, and it's free. You can just create an account, username, and bada boom, bada bing. Flippity-doo, skippity-doo, and how do? You have yourself a little Blog Talk Radio account that you can jump in the chat room and talk some smack with the likes of myself, FRD, Prison Reform Movement, and Wendigo. And ATM Be Cool is in the building. Oh, my God. Long time no see, ATM Be Cool. Good to see you in the chit-chat room. If I'm not mistaken, I think ATM Be Cool, you and FRD are both part of that that new Bill Wagoner show, which I've caught a couple of times. And I'm digging it. I hope you guys continue to do that show. Goofy Bone News is in the chat room. Is that Goofy Bone? Goofy Bone in the building, I presume. Goofy Bone, if that is you, did you hear that? See that Ghost has rage quit from the internet. That's right. No, Ghost is no longer on the internet. He has committed himself full time to real life. It's kind of crazy. I know for some of us who are full timers on the interwebs, it's hard to fathom a life totally on the outside. But Ghost is boldly going there, and he turned off his Twitter account, and he's done. Clone Fit flavored cactus. I miss Ghost too. I miss him already. If you want to call in and share your memories of Ghost, your thoughts and feelings about him leaving, I mean, why do you have to, what I don't understand is why does he have to shut down his Twitter account. I mean, it doesn't hurt to have a Twitter account, okay? It's not a big deal, especially now when you can get a Twitter account and it's on your phone. You don't have to go out of your way to get on the computer, you know? He can just tweet from his phone. I know he's scared, right. Yeah, I know he's scared. He's super paranoid about getting doxxed. And I know not too long ago he got dangerously close to being doxxed by who was it? Celtic Brony, I think. His fans, those bronies have been trying to dox him forever, and I think they're getting a little bit too close, and so I think he's just paranoid. I mean, so what? We find out who he is. Who cares? I've been doxxed. It's not the end of the world. You know, it's just the nature of the internet. People are going to find out who you are if they really want to. Stupid. It really is. Anyways, let's go to the, we got some fun. The lines are open. The number 347-826-7667. I'm going to bring on some callers now. It looks like I have my good friend FRD on the line. What's up, FRD?
Hey, Vince, man. Good to freaking hear from you, dude.
It's good to hear from you, too, man. It's good. It's nice to be back here on the Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the wasteland, dude. Nothing's really changed since you've been gone, except You haven't been here, and it's been pretty fucking boring.
Right. Yeah, you know, I have to admit, I have been lurking in my absence. Like I said, I told you I caught some of your shows with Bill Wagner. What's up with that? Are you guys still doing that?
I wouldn't look for too many more FRD/Bill Wagner productions on the horizon or anything like that. Suffice to say, it's just probably not going to work out.
So, are you telling me there's been some sort of fallout?
I'm not at liberty to comment on the situation at hand, but all I can say is that I don't think we'll be doing shows together anymore.
That's funny, because when I first saw that you and he hooked up and were doing a show, I was like flabbergasted. And on top of that, not only the fact that you guys did a show together, the fact that you went out all the way out to Vegas to do it with him.
Oh yeah.
And I said, oh my God, this is not going to end well.
You only live once, you know what I mean? I mean, you only live once.
Yeah,
I know.
But I just, being around BTR as long as I have and knowing what I know, I just knew that it was not going to end well. I just knew it. I was holding out hope. Like I said, I heard your show. You guys are great together. I thought it was fucking awesome. And I even saw some of your YouTube videos, like with you guys at the Walmart or whatever. That shit was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But I knew that it was too good to be true, and that it couldn't last. It just couldn't.
Yeah. Well, some things just aren't meant to be. You know what I mean? It's You have your FRDs, and then you have your Bill Wagoners, and then maybe never the tween shall meet. But we tried it and we gave it a shot, and it didn't work out or anything. But it's not personal or anything. I think Bill's a great guy. I wouldn't be completely opposed to maybe co-hosting a show with him at some point. But right now, I think we just need to, we're gonna let things lie right now.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Are you still in Vegas?
No. I was in Vegas for about 2 months. I was in Vegas from the end of April until the very beginning of July here, and I came back to Maine.
Cool. So overall, did you have fun in Vegas?
It was pretty chill, man. It was not what I expected at all. You know, you hear all these wild stories about Vegas and hookers and stuff. Like, it's not like that at all, man.
Well, yeah, once you travel off the strip, it's a fucking wasteland.
it's a suburbia, dude. That's basically all it is. It's a bunch of 7-Elevens and fucking and Kohl's and stuff.
Yeah.
But I liked it. You know, it's a nice town. I mean, I would certainly I'd give a nod to living there if I were to have to choose a new place. Out of the places that I've been in the United States, and there are very few that I haven't been to now, but that's one of the few that I would actually choose as a place to live if I had to.
Right on. Let's see, we have another caller here. Let's bring on Flavored Cactus. What's up, Flavored Cactus?
I got my hoodie on. I got my hoodie on. I got my hoodie, got my hoodie, got my hoodie on. I got my hoodie on. I got my hoodie on. I got my hoodie, got my hoodie,
yeah.
Got my hoodie on. I got my hoodie on.
Yeah.
That's right, folks. We are eulogizing Ghost and Flavored Cactus, obviously. Very, very broken up about losing Ghost. And he's celebrating the life and times of Ghost here by soundboarding me with some mashups of Ghost clips. And, you know, that's the way Ghost would have wanted it if he was here. That's how he ran his show. So I encourage folks, if you've got, if you have, you know, mashups or splices, as he used to call them, of Ghost, and you want to share them with us here, feel free to do so. I've got my own little archive of Ghost clips that I'm gonna play with throughout the night here. And, FRD, your thoughts on Ghost? How do you feel about him leaving the internet and all that?
You know, I never really forged a really strong relationship with Ghost or anything like that. Him and I knew each other, I guess you would say, in passing. I respected what he did. I thought a lot of his ideas were kind of off the wall and stuff like that. And I realized that for the most part. You know, I mean, it's like the Wizard of Oz. You know what I mean? It's free entertainment, and I think he did a great job. And I'm sorry to see him go if that's the case. You know what I mean? He'll be missed. I mean, for sure, because this little small community needs all the help it can get, and he was a big help. So, shout out.
Oh my God, it's a huge blow to BTR that his show is gone.
Yeah,
I mean, BTR is just like not even worth checking out without him. It's just. No, there's no point.
Well, I don't know about all that, but you know, he was a big part of it, man.
He was the best thing. He was the best thing going on BTR.
He had a great time slot. You know what I mean? If you were getting off of work or whatever in the afternoon and just happened to hop on the internet and be like, I wonder what's going on in internet radio. You type in internet radio and you hit up BTR and all of a sudden Ghost is up there and he's blasting your face off with whatever he's talking about that particular day, and then the trolls that go along with him. I mean, it was just a circus sideshow from hell, so it will be missed.
Yeah, it was a great formula. I mean, I have to admit, at a certain, you know, I couldn't listen to the show every single day. There's just no way, because it gets formulaic at a point, and it just becomes like the same sort of thing over and over again. But if you'd never experienced it before, the first time listening to that show, you know, I shit my pants. I thought it was so fucking hilarious. And he said he's going to shut down his Blog Talk Radio account too. So if anybody is listening who has never listened to a Ghost program, you should try it. Go over. Well, don't do it now because I want you here with me. But, his Blog Talk Radio is still up. It's blogtalkradio.com/ghost. And luckily, I think I have, for a while there, I was, like when I first listened to Ghost, I was, you know, downloading his podcasts a lot. And so I think I have some archived, but yeah, he's gone. Oh, I want to shout out to Mary Mad, who is listening. She gave me a tweet saying that she's listening, but she can't log into the chat. Mary Mad, I don't know what's up with that. You are a vital part of the chat room as far as I'm concerned. So we need to get you in here. You might have to, I don't know, maybe open a new account. Try opening a new account and see if that works. Bob, BTR is just fucking weird. And sometimes you can log on to your account, but you can't log into the chat. It's just funky. Do a refresh, close your browser, shut down your computer. I can only give you so much tech support.
Not to be conceited, Mary Mad, but if you don't mind just creating a new account, just go ahead and do that.
I don't know. Whatever you got to do, Mary Mad, get in the chat room because you're vital to the chat room. All right, I got another caller here. This is a call from area code 810. 810, you're on the air with Vince and FRD. What's up?
Hey, Vince. It's City of Flint, man. I'm glad you're doing a show tonight.
City of Flint, thank you. I'm glad to be doing a show tonight, too. It's good to hear from you, man. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm actually at work right now. I'm driving around in a limo bus, and I've got some 60-year-old women dancing to Eminem on a stripper pole right now, believe it or not.
Are you shitting me?
I'll try to take a picture, but I don't know if it's going to be possible.
Can we get – are they, like, totally, like, drunk and, like, rowdy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's bar closing time on the East Coast.
Try to get one of them on the show. Tell them that they're live on the radio.
I'll try to do that. They ain't all that friendly, but I'll see what I can do.
What do you mean
they're
not friendly?
What are you talking about?
They're on a party bus with a stripper pole.
I'll take a picture and I'll tweet it to you in just a second.
All right, yeah. Yeah, I got
it. All right, man. Have a good show, bro.
All right, dude. Thanks, bro. Thanks for calling it. Oh,
Vince,
hear him there.
Vince, how much friggin' more friendly does it get than 60-year-old chicks on a stripper pole on a bus?
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Really?
I want some MILF action on this show. All right, I'll be looking forward to that tweet. That was City of Flint. He's on Twitter. He doesn't spell it. He spells it with fours and threes and instead of A's and E's and shit. So I don't even know what his exact handle is. But here he is, City of Flint. It's CYOFFL1NT, City of Flint. And sounds like he's got a fucking kick-ass job, man.
I don't know, man.
I think it'd be fun to drive a party bus, don't you?
Dude, I mean, there are definitely worse jobs out there. I mean, I've seen guys out there with trucks just sucking poop out of porta-potties every day. So, I mean, there's obviously worse jobs out there.
Yeah, but you gotta think. The chances are you do enough of these party buses, one of these sloppy drunk MILFs is gonna just like, oh, let's go play with the driver, you know? Like, I don't know. I'm just speculating. Whatever. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm doing a show tonight because fucking crappy airbags made me do it. And he said he was going to be my co-host, but he fucking bailed on me. So I'm just kind of winging it here. Thankfully, I have FRD along with me. And we got some folks in the chat room. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, it's twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Tweet out the show. Get people in here. Let's fucking chop it up. I got a tweet from Ms. Becker, Lauren Becker. She says she's listening to Vince in the Bay right now. So shouts out to Lauren, Ms. Becker. She goes by on Twitter. I've been highly entertained by Miss Becker's Ustream abilities. She's been entertaining me on the interwebs with her karaoke shows. She does has a great talent for singing along to songs in her car.
Really?
And she streams it on the internet. It's great.
Huh.
So you should definitely check that out. She's an amazing artist. She just released a single, actually. And I think I have it. So I might play that later. Ms. Becker, if you're listening and you want to call in and promote your new track, feel free to do so. 347-826-7667. This might be her right here. Let's take this call. Area code 626. You're on the air.
A single, really? Is that what you're calling it now?
Isn't that your new? Well, you didn't release a whole record, so I presume it's just a single.
You mean Cat for Dan?
Cat for Dan, yeah.
Yeah, play it, man. Rev that up.
All right, this is.
But I have to give you the. Well, I already gave you the context, but you have to tell everyone else.
No, you tell us the context.
Well, I'll tell everyone else. Well, I have a friend named Dan, and I'll plug him. He has a record label that no one knows about.
Could you plug him on webcam for us?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
What?
Pixar didn't happen.
Pixar didn't happen. Well, his Twitter handle is Dan Viza, C-I-V-A, D-A-N-V-I-Z-A.
All right.
And he has his own little, like, at-home music studio, and he records all his friends and stuff, and he wants to be a sound engineer type guy. And I had that Moo one I sent you. Just the mooing, it got something like 50 hits in a day, and it really pissed him off because it takes him like a month to get 50 hits. And it pissed him off, and then I did the Dan Don't Be a Hater song, and then I got bored the other day, and I did the Cat song. So that's the context. I just like pissing off my friend Dan. I think everyone should tweet him right now.
Yeah, everybody should tweet him right now. Are you in the chat room?
No, I was just listening on the phone. I don't have I don't have the internet at home, dude.
Oh, well, we got to work on that. So what's his Twitter handle again?
Dan Viza, V-A-N-V-I-Z-A.
All right, Dan
and
Viza.
Viza like the credit card.
All right, and this is the cat. What's it called again? Cat for Dan?
Cats for Dan.
Cats for Dan.
Yeah.
Here it is, the new fresh hot single hitting the interwebs. It's Cats for Dan by Miss Becker right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey Dan. Check it out. I made a cat song. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Don't hate them. Don't hate.
Amazing. That was great. I can't get enough of that song. You know when you hear a new song and it just gets stuck in your head and you just have to, you know, you just have to play it over and over and over again. This is one of those songs. It's on.
Nice.
It's on.
It has that top 40 effect.
Yeah, it's in heavy rotation on my iTunes.
Thank you.
And you know what I think we should do? Fuck. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to find. I'm going to find a link to that song, and just to piss off Dan even more, we'll tweet out the link to that song and put it in the chat room and everything and see if we could get a bunch of hits on it. So it like dwarfs anything that he's put out.
I can tweet it now. Let me put this on speaker.
Yeah. Tweet it now.
Yeah,
and we actually, we have a single of Dan's as well. If you want to, his, yeah. So while we get out that information, you know, and the link to to Ms. Becker's tune and also Dan's Twitter account. We'll listen to one of Dan's songs and see how it holds up to Ms. Becker's song. And here it is, and it also coincidentally is about a cat. Here's a trivia question. How many times is the word Nyan or Nyan said in this song? Does anybody know? Anybody have any idea? FRD, Ms. Becker, you have any idea how many Nyans are in the song?
Is there an answer? Is that Googleable?
Don't Google. That's cheating. You have to. You have to.
Cheating. Yep.
Yeah, how many Nyans in the Nyan Cat song? Come on, just guess.
Infinity, because it goes on forever.
Well, yeah, if you fucking isn't there one? There's a couple versions of it on YouTube. There's like a 100-hour version, and there's a 10-hour version. Yeah. That'll be next. YouTube will just have they'll get to a point where they have so much goddamn storage space that that you'll be able to have like in an infinity a YouTube video.
Someone
that goes
put
to
1,000 plus on Wiki Answers. I don't think that's correct.
No, that's what did they say on Wiki?
1,000 plus, and this is the only one I can find.
No, it's not. No, it's well, I'll tell you what it is. It's over 9,000.
9,000? There's no way that could be right.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. over 9,000 neons in that song. Yeah, I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm kicking it here with Ms. Becker and FRD, and we just heard a track there earlier from Ms. Becker, Cats for Dan, and I just tweeted it out, the link to the SoundCloud page for it. You should follow me on Twitter if you aren't following me on Twitter. It's Vince in the Bay, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. And you can see the tweet to the link. Oh, I can't find that page. Oh, shit, I didn't do it right. Oh, fuck. I got to retweet it.
What?
I don't know. For some reason, it... wait, let me see. Yeah, there it is.
My link?
Yeah. I copied it wrong or something. I don't know. I'll have to retweet it. But I'll put it in the chat room, so at least the people in the chat room. Boom. There it is. Go to that. Listen to it a couple of times. Give her a bunch of hits. So Dan can get even more pissed off. It's all for the lulz, Dan. Don't worry. And if Dan's listening, or if you talk next time you talk to Dan.
No, he's in Vegas in a thunderstorm there. Like 100-degree thunderstorms in Vegas right now.
Yeah, you know what? I heard it was raining in Southern California. Is it raining where you are?
No, it was yesterday. And it was in, like, Apple Valley over the Cone Pass today. But not here.
So bizarre. We haven't been getting any rain.
It was the muggiest rain yesterday. It was monsoonal.
Oh, look who we have in the chat room there. Hi, Scarlet Kitty. How are you?
What?
I think I know who Scarlet Kitty is. Oh, wait, no. No, I don't. I'm sorry. I take that back. I thought it was... never mind. Welcome to the chat room, Scarlet Kitty. I saw you just now, and you snuck in, so... What's up? Scarlet Kitty is... also in SoCal. Good times. I got to get down to SoCal. I haven't been down there in quite a while. I think it's time to make a road trip down there at some point. So, Ms. Becker, you're in Fullerton, right? That's right by San Bernardino.
Close to San Bernardino. I mean, it's all in the same, like...
It's all part of the Inland Empire.
Well, isn't it Orange County. I mean, it's close enough. It's still quite a drive, though. It's like an hour to get there.
No. Yeah, I thought that was hilarious. San Bernardino filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah. Yeah. One of my best friends was out there, so... I guess they're investigating... because someone internally was lying to the city council about what the budget was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and there's probably people siphoning money. Like, wasn't there there was some city councilman or somebody in Los Angeles that turned out he was getting a salary of, like, almost like $1 million and nobody knew?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there's so much just crookedness going on. It's ridiculous, and everybody says, you know, we got to get spending under control and everything. And I think half the money is just being siphoned off by these fucking crooks, these politicians. It's ridiculous. I hope everything goes bankrupt so they all lose their jobs. But whatever. Any hoot. If you're joining us, it's Vince in the Bay doing a Disorderly Conduct Free Ball Friday edition, Friday the 13th. I got Lauren Becker with me and FRD in the building. And if you want to join us, don't be shy. It's 347-826-7667. Shouts out to Prison Reform Movement. And where's Mary Madge? She hasn't. Is she still listening? Can't believe she hasn't.
Yes, wait. Let's wait for a tweet from her to find that out now.
Yeah.
Or it'll never come if she's not listening.
Yeah. Okay, Wendigo just tweeted. I'll retweet Wendigo. There it is. Good times. Shouts out to Anani Fant, who just tweeted me, and Wendigo, and Toasty Demosti, and ATMB Cool. Thanks, guys, for tweeting out the show. ATMP Cool, you should call in, man. It's been a long time.
Yeah, you should, dude. That guy's friggin' awesome.
Where is he? What part of the country is he in now?
He's all over, dude. He's all over. Like, I think he hails from somewhere up north, but then he's so mobile that you can't really keep a finger on him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, usually he calls from the road.
Yeah, he says it's really effing noisy, which means has a refrigerated unit with him there, and it's probably just really loud.
Oh. He's in Minnesota tonight. That's cool.
Oh, incidentally, Vince, I wanted to let you know that I shouldn't have started that sentence with incidentally, because I was going to say, incidentally, I am freeballing. Arise today where I had to remove my underwear and just never replaced them. Now I'm just rocking the shorts now.
As you should.
Yeah.
It's Free Ball Friday, dude. You're
right.
Supposed to.
Oh, no shame, no shame. I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah. Good times. Good times. I'm still waiting for that picture from City of Flint. City of Flint,
seriously?
if you're out there, City of Flint. City of Flint, if you're out there, don't forget to tweet me that pic, dude. I want to see these 60-year-olds pole dancing in your party bus.
The Gmail party bus pole dancing action. We need that.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's a website.
Probably word for word, actually.
Gilf pole dancing in partyvan.com.
Not saying it gets a lot of hits, but I bet it's out there.
Oh, I bet you gets plenty of hits, dude. People are into all kinds of crazy shit on the internet. It's just how it is. Scarlet Kitty says no panties here either. All right. Good times. Glad everybody's
infamous for no panties. Just infamous for it.
Wait, are you familiar with Scarlet Kitty?
Yeah, I know Scarlet Kitty, dude. Hell yeah. I've been to SoCal, actually. I spent some time in LA after I was in Vegas and everything, and I got to meet Scarlet Kitty and everything like that. And yeah, she's definitely She's not wearing panties.
I thought you said Scarlet Kitty.
You've met Scarlet Kitty? Is she hot?
Of course. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Her name is Scarlet Kitty. You tell me.
Scarlet Kitty, can you verify this? Or is FRD full of shit?
Six.
All right. Shouts out to ATMB Cool. He found the link. City of Flint did post the picture. It's kind of hard to see. But I do see a leg and some white hair underneath a black light. So. Yeah, it looks like we do have some sort of verification, but, dude, City of Flint, if you're listening, try to... Oh, he's doing it from his phone. Most phones don't have flashes on them. You get a flash, dude.
Yeah, but really, bro? I mean, come on. I know you're trying to keep it on the road, City of Flint, but we're trying to keep it on the air here, man. Come on. You need to give us a little bit more to work with.
Yeah. Good effort, though. Good effort. Excellent effort. Scarlet Kitty, call in. Tell us about you and your relationship with the FRD.
She won't call in, bro. She doesn't even call into my shows.
Hmm. She's kind of like, oh, she kind of sounds like Mary Mad. Mary Mad is always on the scene, but she never calls in.
Totally, dude. Yeah, she's laying back in the cut. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm cool with that. That's all right, but I'm also curious as well.
But no, totally, man. I definitely met Scarlet Kitty, and no, we had a great time. It was an awesome little BTR moment that we had there. And
Did you guys cyber in the chat room or something?
It was crazy. Yeah, we sat like we were in the hotel lobby. And then we each had our laptops and stuff, and we got pretty freaky, like, on the chat room.
Dude, that's hot.
Yeah.
I'm getting kind of turned on by that.
Yeah, I am too.
Just the idea. I don't even know what she looks like.
She's tall, man. She's really tall for, you know. And you know how chicks aren't usually tall? Well, she's pretty tall.
Does she have an Adam's apple?
No, not that I could see it. I mean, it was dark, but I couldn't.
I'm always suspicious of women that are over, just, I don't know, 5'10".
Yeah, no, she's about 5'10", about 5'10". But yeah, no Adam's apple or anything like that, and you know, she's legit, cool chick.
All right, hey, we got some more callers. Let's take some more callers. Area code 512. You're on the air with
on the air with on the air with on the air with.
Hello.
Hello.
A little feedback.
Whoa.
Turn down something. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know. Whatever. Oh.
Cool.
What is this? Just like a ghost. Like a ghost. Like a ghost. Like a ghost.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
All right, this is hurting my brain. I can't take that. That's horrible.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I thought for a minute it was like a dubstep version of some ghost clips, but it just sounded like shit. And at the same time, they were like you know, we're getting some sort of feedback loop there, and I don't know. I felt like
that version of you answering a phone call.
I felt like we just got sucked into some sort of time space continuum there. I just couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got more calls. Let's take another caller here. Area code 213. You're on the air. Who's this? Caller, you're on the air. Oh. Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Chris Becker, it's not a sin if you can be carried up to it. I'm a fuck a white bitch.
Go, Miss Becker.
You know. Anyways, I'm sorry about that, kids.
I'm actually not getting laid right now, so.
Huh.
Kind of.
Should have taken that bet then. Damn it.
Yeah, that was a great tune. What was that? That sounded like Lionel Richie, I think.
Yeah. It was
some of his newer stuff.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't, you know, before his daughter started hanging out with Paris. That was definitely
post-Paris. But it definitely, yeah, exactly. But we got more calls. Let's take this caller. 860, you're on the air. Who's this? Huh. This must be a really popular tune. You guys know what the...
I never even heard it.
Oh, man. Amazing songwriting skills Lionel Richie has these days. He's really up his game.
Yeah.
He's
bringing that shit up to, like, Michael McDonald status.
Oh, yeah. Mary Mad says she's taller. Mary Mad, how tall are you exactly? She's tweeting me, so I have to wait about 2 minutes to get the answer.
So we should talk about something, you think, or?
No, we'll just
dead air it.
Wait, there's another caller here. Let's see who this is. 760. Hello? That sounds like another Lionel Richie.
You know, I think that was Lionel Richie featuring Mario Van Peebles.
Oh, is that who that was?
Yeah, I think I recognize that voice.
Huh. Yeah, you know, I was thinking that kind of reminded me of this whole Tosh 2.0 or whatever that guy's name is.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see what happened with that dude?
No.
Oh, he
the
got
rape
heckled.
Joke?
Yeah, he did some rape jokes, and this chick got really pissed off. Well, apparently this chick went to a Dane Cook show. She thought she was seeing Dane Cook. She did see Dane Cook, but apparently Daniel Tosh 2.0 came on after Dane Cook and started doing a bunch of rape jokes, and this chick got, like, really, really, really offended and, like, heckled him back and, you know, and he's like, oh, well, wouldn't it be funny if you know, five guys just raped that chick right now in this room? And so he was getting all sorts of grief all over the interwebs for a while.
Really?
And I was thinking, yeah, oh yeah. And he said, you know, I was just trying to make a point even the most ugly, you know, horrible things you can make light of. And it's and I was like, dude, yeah, you're right. You can make light of a fucked up situation, but not the way he did it. It just wasn't funny.
Hmm.
And I never thought that guy was funny. But
no,
I thought the way that he could make up for it is to put on a charity event for victims of rape. Make it a pay-per-view event, and have it feature Tosh 2.0, and the top 10 black porn gay porn stars do a train on him, and basically rape him at least 10 times over on pay-per-view, and then donate all the proceeds to a you know, rape crisis center or whatever. I think that would kind of even things out.
Vince.
What?
That was a very good execution of a rape joke. I was starting to think, how can you tell a good rape joke? Seeing jokes about the rapists and jokes about, you know, women being extremely loose, but I haven't heard a good rape joke about just the subject of being raped. But that was a good rape joke.
I wasn't joking, though. I really want to. I think that's the way to mediate the situation. I think that's the way out. But thank you for finding humor in that. I appreciate it. Mary Mad is 6'1". 6 foot.
Wow.
One. Wow. Damn. I would be staring Mary Mad pretty much straight in the eyeballs. And I'm 6'3". And any woman that is like above like 5'9", even though I'm physically taller than her, I always feel dwarfed. It just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, it feels like, weird.
So I would, yeah, Mary Mad would definitely intimidate me, I think, if I met her in person. And I want to meet her in person. Mary Mad, we gotta link up one of these times. I'll come out to one of these Occupy Oakland things, but I'm not going to go to the one where the ones where they fuck the police because I'm not interested in fucking police.
Nah.
But
unless they're 6'1".
Well, I don't even know what events to go to with those people now. I mean, they got fucking what a pepper sprayed and rubber bullet shot by rubber bullets for doing chalk on the sidewalk the
that
other day.
LA. Yeah,
the other day in LA, these kids they did. I guess there's a big every third Friday art museum gallery open.
Art walk.
Open art, yeah, art walk. Yeah, they do this kind of shit in cities all over the place. And I guess the occupiers or some of them thought it would be a good idea to get their message out there by putting chalk on the sidewalk during this art thing, and I guess encouraging the artists and stuff to do whatever Occupy themed shit on the sidewalk with chalk, and the fucking riot cops came out. It's like these poor kids can't win, you know. I mean, I'm not necessarily, you know, in I don't know what they were chalking on there. Maybe they were writing in chalk, you know, fuck the police, kill all cops, you know, which I would certainly not endorse that message, whether it's on the sidewalk in chalk or coming out of somebody's mouth. But I just think the whole thing is getting out of control. Oh, I guess we managed.
It's so weird because LA cops aren't usually that shitty. The only time they've been shitty besides that was maybe the raid of Occupy LA, but they've been relatively chill. There were a lot of them at May Day, but for the most part, they weren't jerks. So that just struck me as really weird that they were so, holy fucking shit, sidewalk chalk.
Well, it sounds to me like they're going back to the LAPD of the 90s.
They got bored.
They're not taking guff from nobody.
Especially Rodney King.
Rest his soul.
He's dead now. So.
Oh.
Yeah. They finally,
sorry about that.
They finally got rid of his ass.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, he passed away a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow. What happened?
I don't know.
Fell in the pool or something?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's
he
a little out. Shady because his wife was like, well, I was talking to him. He was in the backyard. And the next thing I knew, he was at the bottom of the pool. And I don't know how to swim, so I couldn't get him out. That's the story. So it's just really late. And it was like 5 in the morning or something. It was really just a weird story.
Hmm. Were there any LAPD involved? Do we know? Or?
No, it was like out in Rialto or some shit.
Oh.
The boonies. LAPD involved. Maybe, hey. Rialto's a shady part of
the... Well, the LAPD, we know what the LAPD shot Tupac. We know that.
Dude, they almost pulled me over. Didn't even mean to. I was going to buy some beer at a liquor store at like 12:30 at night, man, driving down this fucking side street and shit, and I made a wrong turn, I had to turn around and go back the other way, and then all of a sudden there's these flashing lights coming at me like right down the middle of the street, and I'm in a little Ford Ranger or whatever, and I'm kind of just like, okay, man, I haven't had that much to drink, I mean, I couldn't have fucked up that bad. And then, you know, this guy gets out and pulls his gun and stuff, and apparently they were just going after somebody on the sidewalk, but it took them damn long enough to get out of my way so I could go get my beer. But it was scary as hell, man. From Maine.
Mary Mad called me a pussy.
Why?
Because I don't know, I'm scared to meet her because she's tall and intimidating, I guess. I don't know.
Is the pink hair real or is that a wig?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't even know if that's
a wig.
It definitely looks like a wig, but I'm not
wig.
Even. I'm not convinced that's. I'm not sure. Is that really a picture of her?
I don't know. I was just instructed.
Do we know
that
picture of her?
I think so.
Okay.
I didn't get to meet her when I was in Oakland. I didn't get to meet you when I was in Oakland.
Yeah, I stay away from Oakland.
Yeah.
Fucking tear gas people there, dude. I mean, it used to be you You stayed away from Oakland because you were afraid you were going to get fucking shot in the wrong neighborhood. Now you got to look out for the fucking cops.
Seriously.
And, actually, I just heard on the news that in the past 7 days, there's been 7 homicides in Oakland.
Wow.
Oakland's coming back.
Haven't heard any Goofy Bone shows in a while.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what's going on with that dude. I follow him on Twitter, and every once in a while I see him say he's going to do a show. And it's always, he's always doing, he's got Ghost's audience. Like, that's, now that Ghost is totally gone, they all follow Goofy Bone now. So he gets all these bronies calling in and trolling him. And
lucky him, dude.
Yeah, that's what I love about having folks like Goofy Bone and Debbie Daly on BTR.
They're bait.
Is they take they take the heat off me. I don't have to deal with the trolls. You know,
I can't believe you said the name that shall not be spoken. Like, that's kind of freaked me out right there when you just said her name.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I apologize. I won't say it again. I don't want to disturb you. But you know what I mean. You need people to take off some of the heat, and it's goof. You know, these people, that's just how it is. And obviously Ghost was the biggest Lulz cow of them all. I mean, he would get thousands of fucking people, literally thousands of people listening to the show. No other BTR show has 10,000 listeners.
Nope.
To every one of his shows. It's just, it's unprecedented.
It was one of those ripples in time, man. Way to be in the right place at the right time, you know what I mean?
All right, verification from Mary Mad. She says, yes, it's me in a wig.
Oh, it's a wig, okay. Still hot, cool. Though.
Cool. Well, that's mystery solved, then. Lee J in the building. Lee J, that would be, if I'm not mistaken, Anani Fant. Is that right? Lee J, Anani Fant, who does his own podcast. He says, rolling, it's Cyber War News? What? Lee J in the chat room is Cyber War News. Okay, so he's trolling as Lee J. Because there is a dude that I follow on Twitter named Lee J, and he has a podcast called Red List Radio on Thursdays. They're based out of L.A. And he tweeted me, too, saying, because I put out a desperation call for co-host, and he was like, can't tonight, but would be down to do it at some point. So yeah, so I thought that was a Nani fan when I saw Lee J, but it's Cyber War News. Right on. What's up, Cyber War News? Good to see you in the chat room. It's been a while. I'm still following you on Twitter, still keeping up with all the Cyber War shit that's going on. Oh my god, so much crap has gone down since I've done a show. Like, last time I did a show, Sabu was still tweeting on Twitter. He was still undercover. Oh my god, that's to be honest, that's part of the reason. There was a lot of reasons why I took an extended hiatus. Many reasons.
Well, you noticed no one's asked you yet.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons, but one being that I was getting a lot of, I was kind of monitoring this whole anonymous situation, and things just started to get kind of get more and more suspect and more shady, and I was like, how are all these kids getting caught by the feds, yet this one dude still out there? And there was just, and I had a lot of anonymous people coming in and out of my show and everything, and I was just kind of like, you know, I think I'm going to just kind of lay low because, you know, I was on probation at the time, and, I can't be doing shows and you know, inadvertently, you know, fraternizing with criminals and feds, terrorists, yeah, God knows what. So it was just kind of like, you know, I just felt something was just not right. So, I mean, that wasn't the main, that's not the only reason why I, but that was definitely a factor. And I knew something was fishy with Sabu, and sure enough, you know, a couple months later, bada bing, bada boom. And it's kind of scary because, you know, that guy, I don't want to get too far into it, but, you know, that guy's tentacles reached out pretty damn far and touched a lot of people, and it's kind of sad that a lot of folks got, a lot of folks got duped.
Well, not to be like the friggin' bearer of bad news here, but Jesus, Vince, you kind of came up smelling like roses, didn't you?
What? What are you talking about?
You came up smelling like roses.
Me?
Yeah. You were gone for a while, and then now you're just back?
Oh, so they're speculating. Oh, you thought I was a Fed? I'm a Fed? Oh, that's already been out. Oh, yeah, I've been flipped. That's right, I've been flipped. That's why I'm back now. No, my documents are unsealed and in the public domain. Everybody knows my story.
Mine too.
Yeah, that was another thing. Is like people still to the like crappy airbags. The fucking asshole who was responsible for me doing this show because he wanted to be my co-host. I think he still is convinced that I'm a Fed. That's what's funny is a lot of these anonymous folks are so goddamn paranoid that, you know, they go from one minute to the next not knowing what to think of you. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's a brave new world, Vince.
Oh, it's totally a brave new world, dude. And it's exciting, man. We're living in exciting times. You know, there's some quote that says, "May you live in interesting times." We're definitely living in interesting times.
I was saying that to a friend of mine the other day. I said, you know, I mean, we're sitting there drinking beers, and I said, you know, bro, look around. There's some crazy, crazy shit going on, man. Pay attention because, holy crap, man, we're living in more interesting times than when our parents were our age. I'll tell you that right now. And it's only going to get more crazy from here on out.
Sweet. Cyber and War News changed his handle. He's not... Or wait a second, maybe that's Lee J posing as Cyber War News.
Maybe it's the Feds.
Yeah. Oh, I know for sure that there was some... I know for a fact that last year there were Feds listening to my show and in my chat room.
Yeah.
I know it for a fact.
Dude, I bailed for a good reason. I was like, I'm out. I'll see you.
Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy, man. That whole summer of lulls, I call it, all last summer into the leading up to the Occupy Wall Street, all that time was just so crazy.
Yeah, and, from like June to September of 2011 was pretty nuts.
Yeah, yeah, that was wild times on the internet.
Good times. Triple T says he's holding on the line there.
Oh, Triple T. Let's bring him on. ATM Be Cool, is that you?
This is me.
Aw, motherfucking Jaya. What's up, dude? How you doing? This is ATM Be Cool, everybody.
AKA Triple T.
Is that what you want to go by now, Triple T?
It rolls out faster, you know. People don't get confused with, you know, really disgusting things. It's simpler that way. FRD gave me that nickname. Frank Boy.
FRD is is a wordsmith.
Yeah.
A genius. So
that's what you call it. But I have an update on this one Goofy Bone, if you're interested.
What about Goofy Bone?
Well, I happen to be friends on the Facebook with him, and 37 minutes ago, he updated his status at 11:11 ... and I'm drunk at the Bone Shack.
You know, we had somebody in the chat room that was Goofy Bone News. Is that Goofy Bone?
No,
I doubt it.
Oh.
Does anybody have his phone number anymore? I used to have his cell phone number, but I don't anymore.
Actually, he has a cell phone number on his Facebook.
Oh, really? Do you want to direct message me it, and we'll call him?
Yeah, we really should.
Fuck, I don't even have any Goofy Bone tracks loaded up.
Oh, he just dropped some new shit, I guess, a little while ago.
Oh, no way.
That's what I heard. I don't know. I saw some shit, and then he was rolling deep in the 20s, so I don't know. You know, apparently it did something for him.
So, like, 7 albums. Holy shit.
Probably. I mean, you know, he rolls hard when he hits the studio, I guess.
Yeah, I know.
Then 2 hours ago, he says, "This night is a loner night. Let's keep it going, party in my pants, and no one's coming. There's a picture of 5 empty Tecates, some White Cat rolling papers, a little bud, and a pair of gardening gloves."
What's up with the gloves?
You know what? I think he's taking this whole ghost rage quitting the internet thing really hard.
Yeah, really hard.
That guy worships ghosts.
The Bone Shack. P-H-A Bone Shack.
And like half, I imagine like half the letters are randomly uppercase?
No. Apparently the Bone Shack is a regularly scheduled program. Just first letter, each word. The local business.
Wow, he's used proper grammar?
California.
I think his account might have been compromised.
Yeah, either that or he's a Fed.
Yeah, because the Goofy Bone I know capitalizes every other letter in a word.
Yeah.
And misspells it, like, horribly.
I don't know, maybe somebody else created it for him or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just taking the whole ghost thing really... really hard.
Get that number though. If there's a number, you should get it.
Yeah, I got the number.
You sent it to me. I also put it in a PM.
Cool. Yeah, I got it. I will. Let's dial it right now. Let's do this.
Oh, and 7 hours ago, he was checking out some nice new Nike shoes with his mother and his sister at the East Ridge Mall.
Triple T is on the case, dude.
Seriously,
you could moonlight as a private investigator.
Oh, last night was such an embarrassment. I don't know what the fuck my cousin was thinking. Stupid ass kids need to grow the fuck up. We are not in junior high no more, dumb fuck. At El Camino Hospital. So apparently some shit went down 15 hours ago. We need to find out what.
I need the scoop.
Yeah.
All right, let's find out. Let's call him.
Only the phone can know.
Let's see, is this how I dial out? I haven't done this. Call a guest. Yes, that's what I want to do. Here we go. Calling guest.
Please work. Please work. Please work.
Oh, call failed. Not answered.
Must be it's not.
Do I have to put a... Wait a second. Trying it again. No. You sure that's the right number?
That's the number that's listed on his Facebook.
How am I supposed to enter this into... I might be entering... I'm putting the brackets around the area code. Maybe... Let's try
this. Get rid of the brackets. That's where it's turning
out. Oh, here we go. All right. We're calling Goofy Bone.
Thank you.
on, Goofy? Don't tell me you're passed out already.
42 minutes ago, you never know.
Well, they should at least go to voicemail.
Something.
He just hung it. I stopped. I don't know. There was no. It just timed out. I don't know. Maybe he hung up.
Just some kind of special protection.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, bitch. He was crying the other day because some random person texted him and said, "Who's this?" I guess he got a little bummed out or something.
I'm worried about that guy.
Yeah.
He's doing all right. I don't know. Every time I see him, well, I follow him on Twitter. I don't see him on Facebook, but he on Twitter, he's always like, oh, he tweets about the Bone Shack, and he's always in a. We've got some chick in a picture with him, and he seems quite the ladies' man.
As of Thursday, it says, one thing, and this is all capital letters, one thing I'm not is a murderer. If I broke your heart, give it to me and let me glue that shit. And if you lost, don't come find me. And then he posted a YouTube video of Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time.
Oh, my God. I listened to that this morning. This is too weird.
Oh, and Thursday he had a stack of 20s. Oh, looks like there are a couple hundreds in there, too.
Oh, 420s and 200s.
Paying off. Doing good.
Well, whatever makes him happy. If you're just joining us, I have FRD, Ms. Becker, and Triple T on the line. If you want to join us, the number is 347-826-7667. I want to give a shout out and acknowledgement to the valiant chit chatters in the chit chat room, which would be ATM Be Cool, aka Triple T, Cyber War News, FRD, Prison Reform Movement. Hello. Scarlet Kitty, meow. And Wendigo, what up? Also listening via the telefono. And Wendigo, if you want to join in, you know what to do, man. Just press 1. And we also have Yvonne Success. Yvonne Success. Good times. Oh, we got all these. Oh, you got the Bone Shack Facebook page in here?
Oh, yeah.
It's all about
nothing
the Bone Shack.
But if anybody's looking at you, you know.
So is that his house?
I have no idea.
What the problem?
We're talking Goofy Bone here. I don't know.
Well, he was raised a fucking gangbang member, so... I wouldn't go to his house.
I know he was selling some illegal fireworks over in the 4th of July.
He lives over there off Story and King, dude. That's like fucking East LA of San Jose, dude.
Right, yeah, McLaughlin, Story, South King, yeah.
Story and King is like the notorious spot where all the cholos used to like, you know, cruise around on their lowriders and stuff. And yeah, that's fucking... That's the barrio. That's Le Barrio, dude.
Well, he was telling me this last time that I was on his show that his old man hooked him up with a new place, I guess. He was gunning for this spot that had a jacuzzi on the second floor balcony and shit, and then apparently his dad wouldn't have it because he figured he was going to be having too many drunk bitches over and that they'd fall down the stairs and there'd be liabilities and stuff, so I guess he got... Like, not the place he was looking for. But I guess he's got a new spot, so maybe that's it.
Okay, I just got a picture from Triple T. It's a picture of Goofy Bone. He's all fucking tatted out. and with walk my sister to the bus stop, because when hate is hate, no one is safe.
What?
I don't know.
It's him. It's him at the bus stop with his sister. Who, honestly, when I saw the picture before I read the caption, I thought it was a dude. I thought it was like his dad. I thought it was like his dad or something. Yeah. Maybe, I think his sister might play for the other team. I think. He's got a tattoo that says "Loyalty Never Dies," and he's got a San Jose Sharks tattoo, an Oakland Raiders tattoo. And he's got the hardest looking.
The Sharks roll deep.
He's got the hardest look on his face too. Wow!
Holy shit! That actually is him.
Yeah.
That's his sister.
He's a lion. I know who the bone is. Yeah.
Prison reform, Prison Reform Movement says, I miss San Jose and the Bay. Prison Reform Movement, I didn't know you were from the Bay. Or did you just visit? Or
I didn't know Goofy Bone was George Lopez.
Oh, my God. Hold the presses. Anon Sicko is in the chat room. What is up? What is that? We have Anani Bear on the line now, too? This is crazy. Anonymous is slowly starting to raid us right now. We got Anani Bear just hacked into my switchboard and is on the line, and Anon Sicko just signed into the chat room, which I find very curious, because I've always been trying to figure out who Anani Bear is, and I think that's a little bit suspicious, a little bit too coincidental, that Anani Bear and Sicko would show up at the same time. Yeah.
You're silly, Vince.
What?
You're silly.
I'm silly? You're a fucking anonymous teddy bear. What are you talking about?
You're just a silly guy. You're making silly inferences.
Yeah.
There was just like a Mark Wahlberg movie that just came out about you, though.
Dude, yeah, Anani Bear, it's so obvious. Anani Bear plays the role of Ted in Ted.
I know.
In that Mark Wahlberg movie.
Yeah.
It's so fucking obvious.
The jokes are bad.
There's a couple scenes where his voice cracks, and you can tell it's Anani Bear.
Yeah, exactly.
And Anani Bear, no offense, but your performance in that is fucking horrible. Like you make Marky Mark look like a potential Oscar candidate in that film.
Yeah, you make Marky Mark look like Leonardo DiCaprio.
I love Marky Mark.
Where's the Funky Bunch these days? That's what I want to know. I mean, Marky Mark has this great career in acting now. I mean, his brother Donnie has an acting career, but the Funky Bunch just got kind of left behind.
They're still trying to find a new front man in South Boston, dude.
Fuck. Those guys, you know what they should do? They should team up with the dude that played, you know who they should make their front man? The dude that was in Bosom Buddies with Tom Hanks.
Ray Liotta?
No. Bosom Buddies, dude.
Oh.
That TV show?
Rick Moranis?
Yeah, Rick Moranis.
It wasn't Rick Moranis. No.
Yeah, it was. Wasn't
it? No, it was not Rick Moranis.
It was Tom Hanks and Rick Moranis.
No, it was not. Fucking Google it, dude. IMDb that shit. I don't even know his name. That's the thing. He's like in total obscurity, and Tom Hanks is just like fucking on top of the world making movies where he's getting Academy Awards for talking to fucking volleyballs.
Are you doing that? Because I'm still scrolling Goofy
Ball's
pages. It's entertaining.
I'm not Googling anything. I'm trying to find a break where I can go get a beer, bro.
Oh, we can take a break. You want to take a break?
Oh, not Google. On my account. I'm just saying I'm going to get a beer right now.
Go get a beer. We'll listen to a track from Goofy Bone while you're doing that. If you want to join the conversation, we got 25 minutes to go in the program. The number's 347-826-7667. Call that number, and you can join myself, FRD, Ms. Becker, Triple T, and Anani Bear. And we're going to go into a track now from Goofy Bone. Be right back.
Who else we got going on over here? We got, I think we had Vince in the Bay. What's going on, Vince?
Hey, Ghost.
How's it going?
Doing good, man. I'm glad you finally wised up and decided to mix things up and have a co-host now and then. I think it's a great idea. And
I'm going to have it every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, as long as peeps are providing insight, exciting, so on and so forth, man. So, what you want to talk about?
Well, on this Joplin, Missouri, you said Joplin, Mississippi. It's actually Joplin, Missouri.
Oh, yeah, Joplin, Missouri. My bad. He's out there in Missouri. Forgot about
that. Right. These people are in dire need of, even the people that haven't been there, where their property hasn't been leveled by the tornado, they're still lacking general day-to-day necessities. Like, a lot of people don't even have their internet up and running. A lot of people don't have phone lines up and running. You know, there's a lot of things that are inconveniencing people on a day-to-day level, you know, outside of the immediate devastation. And I have some good friends of mine who are based out of Joplin, Missouri. They actually do a Blog Talk radio show here late night called the 420 Grindhouse. And these guys...
Well, 420, that doesn't have anything herbal related, does it?
Absolutely. It these guys their studio was not hit by the tornado directly, but they
that's good to know that their stash is remaining intact.
See,
we're happy
thing.
About it.
That's the thing though, is they have less than an eighth of weed to last them God knows how long. All the weed supply in Joplin, Missouri is pretty much shut down. There's nothing moving coming in or out of Joplin right now. And what I'm trying to do for my brother...
Hold on. Vince, wait a minute. What are you doing? Are you trying to convince, drug dealers to go into Joplin, Missouri to start, peddling out some weed because the whole goddamn weed market has been wiped out because of a goddamn tornado? I mean, is that what you're insinuating here?
No, the drug dealers are fine. They just don't have any supply. So what I want to do is raise funds so we can helicopter in. We're not gonna actually lay foot to the ground. We're just gonna chopper it in, you know, just like they did for the kids in after the Haiti earthquake. We're just gonna drop in pounds of weed by helicopter. But we need to raise funds in order to purchase this marijuana. So what I'd like to extend to your listeners is to pledge. We've got a phone bank right now. I know you have a lot of callers on the line.
Hold on. Shut him off, engineer. Shut him off for a second. Wait a minute. What are you using my show as some kind of a goddamn Jerry Lewis, muscular dystrophy fundraiser for your goddamn weed drop off, for Christ's sake? I mean, I find it rather funny, Vince, that you've really thought all this out, for Christ's sake. You're like, we're not even going to set foot on the ground. We're just coming in through the air, and we're going to just throw it down on the ground. Like, as if, if by some chance you get busted by authorities, that your defense is going to be that there's no law of the air. And, you aren't necessarily on land, so you didn't really break any land laws. So is that what your defense is going to be if you happen to be busted by authorities?
Hey, baby, it works for the United States government, so it's good enough for me, baby.
Oh man, this is just horrible, Vince. I mean, get him off for Christ's sake. I mean, come on, Vince. Come on. I mean, I appreciate the retweets and whatnot, but we can't be advocating that type of activity, for Christ's sake. I mean, there's a lot of people that have suffered devastation, loss out there, not just in Joplin, Missouri, but all over the South and Midwest, for Christ's sake. It's been disgusting what has happened, the amount of devastation because of tornadoes. And here you are, a couple of stoners out there in California concerned about the stoners in Joplin, Missouri, talking about chartering up a goddamn chopper and dropping off some supply so that you can continue the goddamn economy of the damn weed source out there, for Christ's sake. I mean, this is America right here, folks. This right here is America. I'm not making this crap up, for Christ's sake. I mean, Jesus Christ. I need a drink. Give me a drink, man. Jesus Christ.
God bless Ghost. Gonna miss him. Oh, my God. That's right. He's no longer on the interwebs.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD,
oh,
by the way.
Yeah. That's Selassie, everybody. Stop hating in the Bay. That's what I'm saying. That's always what I've been saying. And, Yeah, so right there, we took a little break. I rickrolled you folks. I didn't play a goofy track, obviously. And excuse me. Wow. And that recording was me on calling in a ghost last year, 420. It was after 420. It was around the time they had the tornado on Joplin, obviously. And
it was like a month after 420. It was like May 23rd, I think.
Yeah, and a little tip of the hat there, too, to the 420 Grindhouse, which FRD was a big part of. Cannabis Monk and Hot Chanel. They used to do a show here on BTR. Where the hell are they now? I could have sworn that they resurrected their show for a while, but what's going on with them?
Yeah, we did that for a while. We called it Grindhouse Live for a little while. And then that kind of fell apart. And I guess he's running some kind of dojo now. I don't know. It's just the latest I hear.
Yeah, I miss those kids. I hope they come back. Anyhoot, we are here for another 15 minutes. It's FRD, Ms. Becker, and Triple T. And Sicko was here a second ago, but he bailed out. But it was good to see him. Good to see everybody in the chat room. Cyber War News. Perry Steele in the building. What's up, Perry Steele? Long time no see. Perry Steele has a show on Blog Talk Radio. And, yeah, I appreciate the support there, Perry Steele. And we got Prison Reform Movement. Hello. Good to see you. And Wendigo. So Triple T sent me some more Goofy Bone pictures, I think. I haven't opened them yet. All right, one of them is... Okay, this is Goofy Bone. Is he wearing the same wife beater? I can't tell. I guess whatever.
Probably.
He's sipping on a Corona. And it looks like he's got like his two fat cousins or some back on the couch behind him, and they look like they're passed out. And it says, "Smoking the finest and drinking gold, the life of God of great creations. Gold, the life of great creations. Me, Grizz, kicking it." Smoking the... Did I read that right? Am I?
Yeah, one more time, if you don't mind. I want to make
sure
I
got it. Let me try it again. I swear to God, I'm reading this word for word. Smoking the finest and drinking gold, the life of great creations, me, Grizz kicking it.
Yeah, that's Goofy Bone.
Yeah, I saw that one the other day. I'm like, huh?
And it looks like they're in like some like makeshift little shed. I don't even know, like, it's, for all I know, it could be some like little fucking shed in a barrio of fucking Brazil or something, you know, those little shanty towns that they have. Anyways, it looks
maybe that's
a very, very dubious scenario in that big picture. I it's not a party I want to be a part of. All right, what else do we got here?
Yeah, you don't want to be the guy leaving that party.
I want to thank all the people who bought fireworks off me. Thank you for making my day. What does that say? G8? GB? What's that say? He's spelling something out.
Goofy Bone something.
Goofy Bone. Goofy Bone, GB spelled out in $100 bills. Congratulations, Goofy. And one more.
No, Vince, on that first one, how did you leave out the female cop that was photoshopped in up in the rafters?
Photoshopped in? It doesn't look like a Photoshop. It looks like...
What?
It looks like a cardboard cutout, or is it photoshopped in there?
I don't know, man.
It looks like there's
I didn't know such photoshopping. That's
yeah, no. I think it's
original.
Just like a cardboard cutout of some chick in like a blue outfit and a she looks like she might be like in a cop outfit, but.
Oh yeah, that's I saw another picture of him and that particular cutoff. I think that's his new girl or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, because look at her left arm. It doesn't go all the way down to that piece of plywood there.
Yeah. Well, it's just cut off at her arm and her breast is. Whatever. I'm not gonna spend any more time on that. And then he's got this other one, oysters just like pussy juice, and he's sticking a big fat oyster out of his mouth. Man, you must have a lot of time on your hands, Triple T. Way too many screen caps of Goofy Bone on Facebook. This is just not good.
It's a gift that I have, the ability to find this kind of stuff. It's not that I go searching. It finds me in one way or another.
Yeah.
What is this? What are we looking at?
It's like pussy juice, man.
Wow.
And what is Maria Romo saying about it? No, maybe the beezies you fuck with.
Okay, cyber war news feels left out. Yeah, dude, you're not really missing much. I guess I could tweet them out.
You should. You got to do both of those.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Every people that are listening needs some context, I guess.
If I was slightly more savvy on that, I'd tweet it out. But you're much more powerful and whatever.
Yeah. Okay. There's a picture of him at the bus stop with his sister, who looks like his dad. There's a picture of GB spelled out in $100 bills. And
the first one, the third one, and the fourth one. Because the second one, the $100 bills, that's
stupid. Nobody needs to see that. All right, Goofy follows me on Twitter, though. He's going to be like, what the fuck, dude? I don't give a shit. I'll tweet this shit.
It's found its way to your inbox. You don't know where it came from, and you thought the world should know.
Right.
Okay, look at that guy's shorts, man. His red shorts are like, dude, I could live in those shorts. Not while he's wearing them, preferably. But I'm just saying, holy shit, they're huge.
Well, you know, he's got some big friends, you know. Apparently he's got people, you know, haters be hating and stuff. So, you know, he's got to have some big boys looking after him.
All right, I'm tweeting out the first one. This one, this is one with him and his sister at the bus stop.
Yeah.
Goofy at bus stop. Here we go. It's going out right now.
I'll retweet that.
I'm sure he's going to be so thrilled. But the world needs to know. I mean, this kind of stuff, you know, I mean, the guy, he's got that hard exterior, but this gives you an insight into the man behind, you know, the bone, so to speak.
The man behind the bone. That sounds like a PBS documentary upcoming.
Oh, man. This is great. Okay, so I tweeted away the one with him and his sister. Now I'm going to tweet the one... this is him, the one that's captioned, smoking the finest and drinking gold, the life of great creations, me, Grizz, kicking it.
And that's me, comma, Grizz, not just a weird inflection. That's me, comma, Grizz. I don't know, maybe the other one doesn't have a nickname yet, you know? I mean, there's two other guys in the picture.
Exactly, dude. Maybe Grizz
I'm assuming one of them has to be Grizz. So.
Well, maybe Grizz is the girl in the blue.
Oh. This could be the late-breaking, you know, development.
like the late breaking developments are underneath that blank black tank top in the background on the left.
I gotta find the other one where he's with the girl. I gotta find that one.
I have retweeted.
Wait, no. I'm actually loaded the wrong one up. I'm going to tweet the one with him with the oysters coming out of his mouth.
Good plan.
So it says the picture is sweating up a storm, live in quotation marks with X bitch at the Bone Shack. So I guess the girl is X bitch.
Oh, that's his ex-girlfriend, like he wishes. Okay, so right now, okay, I'm going to get the one I'm tweeting right now. This is Goofy Bone, and he's sticking an oyster out of his mouth, and it says, "Oysters just like pussy juice." So here's that one. And now, let's see if that goes out. All right, okay. And now, finally, I will. this is the best one. It's him kicking it with no more files, dude. I'm not posting any more shit, dude.
Okay.
But I'm gonna post one more because we're almost out of time. This is the last one. This is him kicking it with Grizz and drinking gold, the life of great creations.
With some bitch who just manifested in the wall.
So he loves her, you know? I mean, who are we to judge?
I'm not judging. I'm jealous.
Oh, later on he's got a magazine page of, I'm assuming it looks kind of like a Kardashian, probably. And it says, jack off pic. So apparently he's a big fan of the Kardashians.
Right there. I'm done tweeting Goofy Bone shit. Scarlet Kitty says, oh, my God, I know that dude. You're kidding.
Which dude?
Which dude? His sister?
Are you talking about the oyster or one of the two fucking dudes in the barrio?
One of the guys on the couch, Grizz? Does she know Grizz?
But what's up with Grizz? How's he been?
Oh, my God.
Man.
Oh, good times, good times. Well, when he wakes up tomorrow and checks his Twitter feed, I hope he has a good little chuckle.
How could he not?
Yeah. Oh, he's proud of that shit. He posts it on Facebook. I mean, we got to spread that love over to the Twitterverse.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Okay, what's this other one? Oh, that's just him lighting up a blunt with that chick in the background.
Yes, you know what I'm saying about that Photoshop thing, though?
It's not Photoshop, dude. It's a cutout.
I don't know.
It's still a cutout, dude.
It's X-Bitch. Why would somebody... She has a name.
What's her name?
X-Bitch.
With
X-Bitch. The letter X. Capital X.
Yeah. Anyways, that's enough. We're done. We got to get out of here. I want to thank FRD, Triple T, and Ms. Becker, who silently left. I don't blame her. She, I guess the Goofy Bone talk is enough to turn any person off. And it was good to hear from Ms. Becker. Check out her new track, Cats for Dan. Also, thank you to Wendigo and City of Flint for joining me. And shouts out to everybody in the chat room. ATM Be Cool, Cyber War News, FRD, Old Rooter, you got here too late, pal. We're shutting her down. Good to see you, though, my old friend. That's a classic old school BTR host as well. Thank you to Perry Steele for listening. Big thanks to Prison Reform Movement for encouraging me to do the show tonight. Thank you, Scarlet Kitty, for joining
for
us.
For being hot.
For being totally hot. Picks. Me picks, though. Thanks, Wendigo, and thanks, everybody else who's listening. Oh, Mary Matt, thank you, too. That's it. We're out. Peace. All right, we're into overtime now because I couldn't find a song in time.
Good times, man.
Yeah, that was fun. That was cool. I'm glad you guys showed up, dude. I was really worried because I didn't even, when I woke up this morning, I was not planning on doing a Blog Talk Radio show. Was the last thing in my mind, and fucking crappy airbags said, "Dude, let's do a BTR show." Didn't show
that's
up.
That's fine, man.
I'm glad
that's
you guys
fine.
Came through. It ended up being a good time, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I was sitting here Skyping with Triple T, and I was like, fucking blah, blah, blah. We were watching something on Ustream, and I was like, no way, dude. I just got a fucking email reminder from Vince in the Bay. He's going to do a show. I was like, I ain't missing that. So we stuck around for, like, the hour delay where you were kind of waiting around and shit. I could tell what was going on. But, yeah, no, definitely, man. You should do more shows. I'll definitely show up. I mean, if you want and everything.
Yeah, no, we'll do it again. I'll keep doing shows. Like, I never said I was quitting. I was just taking time off for a multitude of reasons, and this was fun. I'll do more shows. I don't know on what sort of regular basis, but there'll be more shows in the future. So.
Cool, man. That sounds good, man. I can't wait. I think it's great to hear you back on the fucking BTR airwaves, bro. And you've been missed. And thanks for having me on your show, man. Appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you. Thank you, Triple T. Thank you, FRD. Thank you, Wendigo, who's lurking in the background there. And thank you all for the memories. It's been a great night. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse, nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse, how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of Schubert's serenade, little things of jade, and traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid. How lovely it was. We who could laugh over big things were parted by only a slight thing. I wonder if we did the right thing. Oh, well, that's life, I guess.
I love your dress.
Do you?
It's pretty.
Thanks for the memory of faults that you forgave, rainbows on a wave,
and stockings in the basin when a fellow needs a shave. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory of tinkling temple bells, alma mater yells,
and Cuban rum and towels from the very best hotels.
Oh, how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of cushions on the floor, hashed with Diddy Moore, that pair of gay pajamas that you bought and never wore.
Say, by the way, whatever became of those pajamas?
Huh?
Huh?
We said goodbye with a highball.
Then I got as high as a steeple.
Did you?
But we were intelligent people.
No tears, no fun. Hooray for us.
darling, how are you? And how are all those little dreams that never did come true? Awfully glad I met you. Cheerio and toodaloo. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very nice.